This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Three receivers bunch to the left. Beck is looking that way. And still looking. Takes off running. Carson Beck with his legs puts Miami on top. What a drive.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Miami, I love that. Ken Sanity lives with Kenny Henderson, our engineer, playing the old Stone Cold Steve Austin music back from break. Carson Beck, I said it in the first segment. This is the most surprising babyface turn since Stone Cold Steve Austin and the double turn at WrestleMania 13 with him and Bret Hart. Bret Hart turns heel, Austin turns face, and they were off to the races. Carson Beck off to the races last night as the Red Sea parts for him, wide open into the end zone to give Miami the lead. And you have this now with Miami as the last team in the college football playoff. With a coach that a lot of people don't believe in, including me, to be fair, as far as being like a big game head coach, he's proven me wrong, and a quarterback that a lot of people don't like. And here they are playing for a national championship next Monday night in their home stadium. And just to drive the Carson Beck point home, where he has kind of like overnight basically has turned into this lovable babyface, the lovable underdog. Listen to this post game sound, and this is excellent stuff from ESPN and Carson Beck. Kenny, take it away.
What did you say to your offense right before you drove it down for the win?
I told them we got 3 minutes for the rest of our life, bro. Don't else matter. Sorry. I don't mean to cuss. Emotions are rolling, but nothing else matters. We got 3 minutes to go do this, man. I mean, everything we've worked for since January, everything we've been through, all the adversity that we faced, all comes down to 3 minutes in the semifinals, and shoot, we're able to drive it down and finish it.
I love it. Love it from Carson Beck. He would say, it was the best moment of my life when I ran in for that rushing touchdown. And he like high stepped into the end zone because there's no one around him, right? Just walks into the end zone unimpeded. And Holly Rowe on ESPN is so, so, so good. Captures the emotion of the moment, asks the right questions, and Beck is just sensational. How do you not absolutely love it? So great stuff from Miami to win and advance to the Natty. Now, we have to talk about Ole Miss. And I will speak on behalf of all sports fans right now. And if you don't, I think the only person that doesn't feel this way is probably Lane Kiffin. We'll play some Lane Kiffin sound at the end of the hour in Kenny's Corner that if you have not heard it, like it might actually make you queasy to hear the sound that we're going to play. Now, Lane Kiffin can send out his tweets and be like, oh, a great season by Ole Miss. My heart is broken. Okay, guy. I feel like Lane might be the only one that doesn't think this. I will speak on behalf of all sports fans and say to Ole Miss, thank you. What an unbelievable run by the Rebels. Greatest season in school history. And I think back to November around Thanksgiving, like Egg Bowl, Mississippi versus Mississippi State. Doesn't that feel like it was years ago? Heading into Black Friday, Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Is Lane going to leave? Is Lane going to stay? If he leaves, is he going to coach the rest of the season? How's this going to go? And he leaves. And it's a cluster you know what. And I remember thinking and saying on the air, is the committee going to bone Ole Miss here and keep Ole Miss out of the playoff potentially if Lane leaves? Kind of doing what happened to Florida State when Jordan Travis got hurt and the committee didn't do it. And honestly, I don't know how anyone can look at what the committee did, and we can criticize the committee and that the rankings television show is a sham, even though it's entertaining. You're really going to criticize the committee? The only thing you could maybe criticize the committee for, and you can't because you can't leave the SEC runner-up out of the playoff, is putting Alabama in over Notre Dame. And you can't even do that. You can't even do that. And to anyone who wants to say, well, the playoff means the regular season doesn't matter, tell that to Notre Dame. Lost to Miami, lost to A&M, didn't make the playoff as a result. And maybe, if Notre Dame doesn't lose one of those games, and I don't want to turn this into a Notre Dame bash session, that's not what this is. Maybe Notre Dame's playing for the national championship instead of Miami. Maybe that's the case. But Ole Miss gets into the playoff with Pete Golding and Joe Judge, and I'm a Giants fan. And Joe Judge is the absolute worst as far as I'm concerned. And great, you beat Tulane in the opener. You're supposed to beat Tulane. And what followed from there is the stuff that like Disney movies are made of. Two absolute classics. Last week in the Sugar Bowl, beating Georgia. And last night, Thursday night, against Miami. You entertained us. You captivated us. You made me money last week, maybe not so much last night. But to Ole Miss, on behalf of me and all sports fans, thank you guys, because this was awesome. Happy to have been a part of this ride. Loved watching this. I'm sorry that the season came to an early end. I did bet Ole Miss last night, but man, that is good stuff. And the star for Ole Miss throughout this is obviously quarterback Trinidad Chambliss. Gold all on his watch, gold all on his ring. Gold all on his chain. Don't believe him. Just watch. I had that out of order. You get the point. So I'll say this about Trinidad Chambliss. And I believe we have the Danny Cannell sound, right, guys? I think you guys typed that to me during the break. So we have here, yesterday on the show, former NFL and college football quarterback, CBS sports college football analyst, Danny Cannell, my friend from back in the day. And he said that on the air. So I'm not just, that's not a humble, it's just a statement of fact. Danny Cannell said this about Trinidad Chambliss's NFL prospects. Kenny, please play the sound.
You know who he reminds me of? He reminds me a little bit of a bigger Kyler Murray. Don't see him going in the first round because of the lack of success that even Cam Ward had last year, like shorter, more athletic quarterbacks have had. So I think he could drop to the second or even the third.
Now, I obviously respect Danny, and I'm like friends with Danny, and I love that he comes on the show. And I love that. He's awesome, right? And he's forgotten more about that. This is going to be me setting up to be like, well, actually, I know better than he does. And like, I don't. He played at Florida State for Bobby Bowden. He played in the NFL. He started a playoff game in the NFL. But look, I'm going to give you my opinion as someone that's been watching sports my entire life. And I can be wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm curious if you're watching the show on YouTube, watching on Twitch, listening right now, 310-840-4910. Do you agree or disagree with what I'm going to say? I think Danny's wrong, and I respect Danny. I'm not trashing Danny when I say that. I said it basically to him in the interview yesterday. How can you not watch Trinidad Chambliss and think this guy's a first-round pick? Now, I'm not saying he's going to be better than Fernando Mendoza or better than Dante Moore. You better you bet on this Friday, Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports. I'm not saying that, but I mean, you're an NFL general manager. Would you rather have Ty Simpson than Trinidad Chambliss? Come on, like, get serious. Trinidad Chambliss is trying to get an extra year of eligibility to come back to Ole Miss, and I'm sure they will pay him handsomely to come back. If I'm advising Trinidad Chambliss, and I'm not, and nor should he ask me for advice candidly, but I'm going to give it because I've got the microphone here and this is what I think. Go to the NFL. Maybe I'm wrong and he is a third round pick. But, like, I'm being serious right now. We all watched the last 2 weeks. Did he look like a third-round pick to you? A second-round pick? Like, no way. There's no a bigger Kyler Murray went first overall. I'm not saying Trinidad Chambliss should go first overall, but I think he a first-round pick. I don't know why he would come back to college for another year. Like, doesn't matter to me one way or another. Like, goes to the NFL, stays at Ole Miss. We're going to be talking about him next fall no matter what. So, like, it doesn't impact me at all. Just saying. Like, hey, probably go to the NFL. That would be my suggestion for him. So, thank you to Trinidad Chambliss, Pete Golding, and honestly, thanks to Lane Kiffin, because you made this story way spicier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Last note here. On last night's game and where we've kind of arrived at a college football playoff. If we were under the old format, because a lot of people think that 12 teams is too many, and you're welcome to your opinion. I disagree with it, but you're welcome to that opinion, right? If we were under the old format, Miami and Ole Miss wouldn't be in the playoff. Oregon wouldn't be in the playoff. This is, and I said this last Friday following the quarterfinal round, this feels like college basketball. Last team in, and Miami's the 10, and obviously there was an 11 and a 12 that are group of five teams. We'll talk about that in a second. That team's playing for a national championship. How do you not like this? Like, in what world is this bad for A, college football, or more, for who cares about the sport? In what way is it bad for me or for you that this is what's happening? That we get Miami and Ole Miss in the semifinal. How is that bad? On the contrary, it's awesome. I believe The Miz would say, it's awesome. I came to play. Sorry. Give me 16 teams. Get rid of the group of five. Give the group of five their own playoff, and we'll bet on it, and it'll be so much fun. I don't need to see Boise State or James Madison or Tulane. I'm sorry. I don't need to see it. Get them out. Give Notre Dame an automatic bid every year. I don't care. Give me more teams. This is the best. This is why we love the NCAA tournament, because you can get a Final Four like this. And we got it this year in college football. And if you disliked it, I mean, I guess there are people that don't like puppies and pizza. Whatever floats your boat. In a couple hours, final hour, power hour of the show, we'll delve into Indiana, Oregon. But just to give an updated side and total of the game, Indiana, 3.5, 48.5 the total. So the over's getting bet. And it looks like we've settled here at Indiana, a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going to bet Oregon in the game, and I'll give you the handicap at the end, why I like Oregon. I'll give you a thought on the total as well. If Indiana wins, how about this? We'll do the other one first. If Oregon wins, we get the Cristobal. Mario Cristobal against Oregon. I can't even believe that this is a possibility for the national championship, that the game would revolve around Mario Cristobal. What a sentence. And if it's Indiana, we would talk about it, right? And how can Miami win the game? Indiana would be favored. I'll just say, Kurt Cignetti versus Mario Cristobal in an in-game coaching scenario kind of feels like Mo Green against Fredo Corleone in Las Vegas. I'll just say that. John Jastrzemski will join us next hour here on the show. Former NFL general manager Tom Telesco next hour on the show. Pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola in the final hour, Power Hour. But look, you the listener, you the viewer, you have demanded that he returns. And on the other side, he does. Ken Sanity lives. We will take a trip to Kenny's Corner here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.